Hi, it's Martin. I'm here again with Alison, and we're talking about podcasting and or vodcasting and the benefits in your area, which is supported learning.
Yeah.
So what have you got for me?
Well, I think it would be quite good because most of our students, you can tell them something several times and they'd have forgotten what they were going to do. But if it was actually on a podcast or a vodcast, they could actually keep playing it back. And it would remind them, and if they were doing a task at home, they could actually have someone sitting on the computer with them, reminding them how to do it, and maybe doing step by step, rather than thinking, okay, what do I do now? I've got to this particular stage. They could just open several tabs and have someone talk them through how to do it.
Great. So it's like having you there when you're not there.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that the students that you work with would prefer the audio or the video version of it? Would they like to see your face?
I think some would probably like just the audio, but others would probably benefit more from the video link part as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what kind of issues can you see with trying to do something like that?
I think they possibly could end up losing it off the computer. Mm. They would sort of press a button and everything would disappear. But if they had the link and they could get back to it, if they were able to do it, or if there was someone actually working with them that could sort of just keep an eye on them, they should be okay.
Good. Yeah. And what about recording students? Do you think that might be something that could work?
I think initially they would sort of play up to the camera or to the machine, but if they forgot that it was on, they would actually be okay and would probably quite enjoy it, especially if they were hearing it back and seeing a video clip of themselves. They would probably really enjoy it.
Good stuff. Okay. Thank you very much.